Becker?
Here.
Bernhard?
Here.
Drews?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Lanning?
Here.
And Sohold?
Here. I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. The meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves while speaking during the meeting. Participants should also unmute their microphones. I guess that's not a problem when speaking. The meeting is being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. If members of the board's Legislative Oversight Committee are participating in this call, please identify yourself. Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moves, Drews.
Second, Bernhard Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none, Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Drews?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Sohold?
Aye. Okay, at this point in time, item number three on the agenda is the public comment period. Again, I'll remind those that have a comment that it's not a question and answer. However, if you have a comment about our agenda, please make that comment and we'll listen at this time. Hearing none, moving on to item number four, consulting contract amendment with Perkins Cole for bonding council services for the state revolving fund program. Tina.
All right, can you guys all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Good afternoon, Chairman Sohol and members of the board. Staff has been working with our bond counsel, Bruce Bonjour of Perkins Coie, and our financial advisors, Jessica Cameron Mitchell and Miles Siebert of PFM, since late May on a board issuance or bond issuance. As a result, we need a consulting contract with Perkins Coie for bond counsel services for the Series 2024A bond issuance. Bruce Bonjour has served as bond counsel for the South Dakota Conservancy District since 1994. He has submitted a proposal for bond counsel services for this issue with a fee of up to $95,000. This is an increase over the Series 2022 bonds. However, the previous fee of $85,000 was used in the Series 2018, Series 2020, and Series 2022 bond issuances. The increased fee reflects an increase of less than 2% per year dating back to 2018. Services to be provided by bond counsel will include the preparation of an official statement for the Series 2024A bonds, any initial SEC Rule 15C2-12 continuing disclosure undertakings, as well as all advice and opinions on other matters customarily provided by bond counsel related to the proposed Series 2024A bonds. Staff, working with our legal counsel from the Office of the Attorney General, has drafted the first amendment to the agreement for legal services for bond counsel services for the 2024A bond series. The contract runs through December 31st, 2024, and a draft of the contract was included with the board packet. Staff recommendation is the approval of a resolution authorizing the execution of the bond counsel contract.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation and approve the resolution.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Lanning.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Thank you. Item number five on the agenda. Series resolution authorizing state revolving fund program bonds for the Series 2024A. Tina. And Bruce.
All right. Chairman Sohol and members of the board. With us online are Bruce Bonjour from Perkins Coie and Jessica Cameron Mitchell from PFM, who are available to assist with this item. I'm going to give a brief overview and then turn it over to Bruce, who will go into more detail. And Jessica will also be available to answer any questions. It is anticipated that the South Dakota Conservancy District will issue approximately $180 million in state revolving fund program bonds during the week of August 19th, 2024. The issue will consist of one tax-exempt series, 2024A, being issued to provide leverage funds for both the Clean Water and Drinking Water SRF programs. Staff recommendation will be to approve the series resolution, the state revolving fund program bond series 2024A, and resolution and the execution and delivery of certain documents. With that, I will turn it over to Bruce, who will go into more detail about the series resolution for this bond issuance.
Thank you, Tina, and good afternoon, board. Let me first say that I'm very thankful for the 30-year relationship we've had and for your approving the most recent contract for this bond issue. Very much appreciated. I am very fortunate to have a consistent client relationship with you folks for three decades. With respect to the series resolution that is in front of you, number one, it approves documents both included in your package, and to the extent not included in your package, they're available on the link which appears on your packet materials. The series resolution is in a form which has become very customary, and I won't bore you with the technical details of it. Let me just say that it will approve a preliminary offering statement that is used to solicit bids from investors for your bonds. It further approves an amendment to your master indenture that I'll get to in a minute, because all your bonds are issued as parity bonds under a master indenture. It approves a continuing disclosure agreement, which is an SEC-required document for you to provide the investing public annual disclosures and disclosures of material events that relate to the investment quality of your bonds. And it approves other documents that we'll need to execute in order to consummate this transaction. Among those, I might add, is an official notice of sale prepared by Jessica's firm, which will be used to, with the preliminary official statement, to solicit bids. The bonds will be sold to the lowest bidder through private bids that are collected by PFM and then opened all at one time. The resolution will delegate to your officers, staff, and professional advisors the authority to finalize the details of the offering, and includes what we call parameters. Those parameters include, and Jessica will give you her estimate as to what the final details will be, but those parameters include no more than $180 million of bonds, $120 for Clean Water Leverage Program, and $60 million for Drinking Water Leverage Program. The bonds must bear interest no greater than 6% on a weighted average. For arbitrage yield, the yield, which is a tax concept, may not exceed 5%. The stated maturity can go out as long as 2054, so 30 years. The underwriters will have to bid at least 99% of the par amount of bonds, and their underwriter's discount would be restricted to not exceed 1.5%. These are all parameters that are consistent with your 2022 bonds, and the actual results were much more favorable than the outside limits set forth therein. I mentioned that we're going to amend your master indenture if we adopt this resolution. The master indenture currently allows you to issue first lien parity bonds, meaning that the new bonds would be secured on the same basis as your outstanding bonds, if you show effectively a 1.2 times coverage. On the advice of your financial advisors, it's been determined that that's a very restrictive covenant, and we'll be reducing that coverage requirement to 1.05. It is the determination of PFM, I should say it's their expectation, that Standard & Poor's will nonetheless grant you a AAA rating, notwithstanding the reduction in coverage requirement. Your amendment to your master indenture can only occur if S&P and, I'm sorry, who's the other rating agency we use here? Moody's?
Moody's.
Yeah. Moody's. S&P and Moody's both will have to award a AAA in order for that amendment to become effective. So with that, an adoption of the resolution will accomplish all of the foregoing, and I'm more than happy to answer questions, although it might make some sense for Jessica to give you an idea of what the market looks like and what her expectations are in terms of actual pricing.
Thank you, Bruce. This is Jessica Cameron Mitchell, CFM. We are your municipal advisors. I will add to Bruce's comment. We are grateful to have worked with you for only 20 years, so it was decades of years. But we have very much enjoyed your relationship. The current expectation for the arbitrage yield on the bonds is probably somewhere in the 3.5 to 3.75% range. And then the true interest rate, which is what the district would pay if it were not to refinance the bonds at the 10-year point, which you have always done. The current estimate based upon market would be somewhere between 4% and 4.25%. These estimates are in line with other state revolving fund issuers who have issued over the last several months. We are seeing some rally of the market, and so we could continue to see rates decrease a bit between now and the time of bonds are sold. Please let me know if you're concerned.
All right. Again, this is Tina. So I guess I'll just reiterate our staff recommendation for this item is to approve the series resolution authorizing the State Revolving Fund Program Bond Series 2024A and the execution and delivery of certain documents.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Bernhard will move in favor of the series resolution as presented.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? I do have a question. This is Sohol. My question is, it talked about Moody and I believe it's Standard & Poor's having to give a AAA rating. Is there any concern that they wouldn't?
No, there is no reason from our perspective. This is just that again, yeah. There is no reason from our perspective for concern on this. I would say many other SRS currently have a 1.05 times coverage requirement versus the 120. We do have some clients where their coverage requirement is actually just 1 times. But we did not think it's necessary to include them to talk about. We obviously cannot state what the rating agencies will say. We do receive the ratings, but we have those conversations.
Thank you.
Past practices keep us. It should not be an issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, we'll have Brenda call the roll. All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Drews?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Sohol?
Aye. And we appreciate the long-term relationship we've had with you folks as well.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 6 on the agenda. Now, for as long as I was on the board, and for longer than that, Dr. Ginnert handled this portion of the meeting. But we've been fortunate that Jackie will handle this portion, so we'll turn it over to Jackie.
Okay, thank you, Chairman Soholt. This is Jackie Lanning, and I make a motion to nominate and move for unanimous approval of the following slate of officers for consideration. Jerry Soholt as chair, Gene Jones Jr. as vice chair, Todd Bernhard as secretary, and each of these members have confirmed their willingness to serve in these roles for the period of July 30th, 2024 through September 30th, 2025.
Drews will second.
Are there any comments or questions? Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker?
Approve. Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Drews?
Aye.
Jennings? Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Sohol?
Aye. And thank you very much. Appreciate it. And I know we're going to have another great year with the leadership team we have there in the office and all the work that, all the fine work that's being done. So we thank you for that. Unless there's any other issues before the board, I'll call for adjournment. Are there any other issues? Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Lanning.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.